Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut are among the states suing Apple, saying it's stifled phone competition. Newsline took a live look with CBS News tech consultant Ian Scher.
Ian, first of all, monopoly. How many of us have iPhones compared with other phones?
Well, that is definitely a key thing. The iPhone is incredibly popular, both here and abroad. To give you a number, it is there are over a billion active iPhones out there, which is just, it's mind-boggling to think of these types of numbers. But what's also interesting is that this year in particular, Apple sold some of its models were the top selling around the world. So it's not just that Apple is a hugely popular phone maker, but also that it tends to be among the best selling. And that includes other places outside of the United States.
Right. Okay. So the Justice Department and the 15 states, as we mentioned, are suing Apple for, quote unquote, thwarting competition. How is Apple allegedly thwarting its competition? How are they doing that allegedly?
A lot of this is focused on the way Apple manages its platforms, right? One thing I think most people have kind of woken up to and understand is that Apple is very restrictive of the experience that you get on either their computers or their phones or their tablets. And as a result, right, it's very streamlined. So you can only get an app, for example, through the App Store on the iPhone or the iPad. And that is not the way it is with other competing products. Now, Apple has often said, well, this is about security and making sure that we can make sure that all of this data that's stored on your device is protected. But what the government says is that even if that is true, it's been used as a tool to force out competition who would be able to do stuff like create a better competing smartwatch or create a digital wallet or even cross messaging apps that people want to be able to use.
Right. So, Ian, couldn't other phone companies just make apps or watches that are compatible with their product? I mean, does Apple prevent them from doing that?
They do, yes. And in fact, there are competitors out there, right? The good example, of course, is Google itself, which makes the Android software that powers pretty much everything that's not an iPhone. And the thing is that part of what is interesting here is the government is making a case, essentially, that because Apple's iPhones have become so wildly popular, even though it isn't the majority of the devices out there, right? Apple is still a fraction of the number of devices that people use throughout the world. The perspective of the government is it's large enough now that it needs to allow more openness, right? Allow more competition within its walled gardens. And that even though Apple may be not just, you know, may not be the only game in town, right? You can literally go and buy someone else's device if you want to, that because of the nature of the experience it's created, it needs to be treated as a monopolist.
Okay, so what do you think is likely to happen to Apple here? Will they suffer because of this financially? Will changes be made?
Well, you know, of course, it's always hard to tell the future, but I think part of what's going to be very interesting is that we have seen increasing efforts by regulators around the world to force tech companies to give up some of that power that they have had over all of us, right? And the data that we create, the data that goes around the internet, and frankly, a lot of the times, the way they make money. And so Apple in particular has seen a lot of efforts to essentially break the way that it runs its app stores, which many, many governments now have become convinced is part of how it's been able to stifle competition. So it's possible that that will be what the end result is here. But make no mistake, we're already seeing stuff like this happen in the European Union and other places where it's something that a lot of governments realize they need to start looking at.
All right. CBS News tech consultant, as always, Ian Scher, breaking it down for us. Ian, we thank you.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.